You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So I want you to talk about this before we go. I want you to talk about J.D. Geer's book, Undivided, because right. on these spectrums, you know, we just barely touched before. I want to be able to talk about it because it's your church and racial reconciliation, and there are four spectrums in the gospel community spectrum, correct?
Right, I would be happy to.
Okay, 5320, there we go, right here, okay.
Yeah, J.D. Greer is now currently the president.
How can you come together and unify diversity?
I'll certainly explain that.
Okay.
Yeah, the man that co-authored that study, it's a study out of Lifeway Christian Resources. Mm-hmm. J.D. Greer is pastor of the Summit Church. It's a mega church up in North Carolina, in Raleigh, with several campuses. Mm-hmm. J.D. is, his heart is not only for racial reconciliation, but calling churches to get out of the political fray back to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So J.D.'s heart at the last convention is the very thing that's taking place, actually happening in Pensacola.
Right.
So I've sent information up to him. I'm hoping that I can get in communication with him before next summer for that convention. But he wrote a study called Undivided. Mm-hmm. And in Undivided, he presents what they call the gospel community spectrum. Mm-hmm. And there are four phases. When I read that book, that study, that was
given
we're
talking about racial reconciliation as far as the church, so
within the body of Christ. Okay. And so I read that and I thought, my goodness, these four steps are exactly what we've experienced over the last 2.5-3 years in the west side of Pensacola. When we first got together, we began to bring our churches together in this unity movement. The pastors were stating how their church members had never done that before.
Right.
And many of them were in ignorance of other cultures, other expressions, you know, of different tribes in the body of Christ, of how they worship and their culture, identity, the different, the differences.
And the word ignorance has a lot of negative connotations. But
it's not that doesn't mean stupid.
Yeah, correct.
It means uninformed.
You just don't know about it.
Isolation, being isolated. Like I grew up in an isolated Sicilian, Italian, Polish community.
Right.
Isolated from African Americans, Hispanic, any other cultural group. So therefore you get a sense of superiority and you look down on other groups or you fear them. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know about them. Mm-hmm. And there's always a fear of the unknown, you know? So what happened in the beginning was our people came out of ignorance. Mm-hmm. And in those gathering events, right before the march, we had several gathering events in different venues. They began to realize, man, they became aware, number two, of the beauty of a black choir, if they've never been in an African American church, the beauty of
thing you'll ever hear. Oh my goodness!
Or the beauty of a Filipino, choir, in their own cultural expression, or a Vietnamese praise and worship team, dynamic praise, an Hispanic man, praise and worship
team,
all these different. We're talking music here, but also the different understanding, the different perspectives. That come together when they're giving their slant on the gospel.
You're becoming aware now. You're removing
out of ignorance into awareness. Okay. Then from then we start seeing, after the first march and rally, not only was there an awareness, but there was a move towards intentionality. To say I'm going to be intentional about something basically means I'm going to make sure I do this. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm not going to I'm stopping it. I've thought about it enough. I want to go ahead and do this thing now. And that's what intentionality is.
So once you're aware of it, now you got a choice, because no longer can you say, I'm not aware
of it. Okay. You know, I never had a black friend, really a good friend. I never had a Hispanic friend, never had an Asian friend.
An Italian friend.
I need to go ahead and I need to cross over that line and initiate a relationship. So we saw many.
What if you're not getting warm, fuzzy feelings? You're not feeling something. You got to feel something? Or you just decide?
I think once you begin and you see the Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit, as the Scripture says, the Spirit in you, speaks, connects to the Holy Spirit abiding in me, and therefore, when I was over in Indonesia on mission trips or over in Africa, Central America, wherever, over the years, you get with other believers, even the language barrier drops because you can sense the Holy Spirit in that brother, and his language may be very little or very just as a few words, but you feel
very drawn, isn't it amazing?
You feel drawn, the power of God. So I think that intentionality was prompting people to. I need to establish some friendships here out of my own comfort zone of being with people just like me, And then, of course, that leads to the last step, and that is gospel community.
Community,
and that's what happened when it culminated with marches, side by side. People were in stadiums, lifting up, singing Amazing Grace together. Suddenly, that first time it happened,
right,
in that first in the football stadium, Escambia High, suddenly it was gospel community,
right,
crossing over nine right. different denominations, crossing over racial and cultural division,
right,
even political. There were Democrats up there.
And
from the African American Republican. But we let that stuff stay at the door.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know?
Right.
And say, first, most important thing. Yeah, I disagree with you on that issue. Mm-hmm. But brother, you're my brother in Christ.
Right.
Like me and my, if your son hurt your feelings, your own biological son.
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings, son. I'm disowning you right now. But, you're no longer. Uh-huh. No. We don't do that. As right. loving Christian dads,
right.
we say, I'm just in agreement with you on this, son.
Right.
And I'm going to pray about it.
Right.
But you're still my son.
Right.
And no matter, you know, and so what's true in a biological family has got to be true in the family of God, because we are blood related through the
That's
blood
right.
of, that was shed on Calvary's
That's
cross.
Right.
We're blood related through Christ's blood shed on
yeah.
Calvary's cross for us. And so, you know, if we disobey his command of law, we're going against the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And
right.
that's stifling.
This is so powerful you're talking about these spectrums, because if you don't know anything about it,
right.
and if you've watched this program with us, you know now. It's true in that and there's people, and you saw the statistical study by Lifeway, that too many people were satisfied with not stepping out. And, you know, maybe you don't need that, but maybe your brother needs you to step out. Maybe their experiences in life is different than your experience, that they didn't grow up in the socioeconomic sphere that you did, but they had a less privileged life. But they're just as valuable as you are in Christ, and they need you. One thing we did at the Next Step Outbacks, we had, you know, men from every socioeconomic, racial, all together there. They're all in sweats and stuff, so nobody knew one had a bus and one had a limousine. And so, but they were getting affirmed, the young men were being affirmed by all these different
Amen.
Men of the
Amen.
Society.
Powerful.
And it just breaks all these mindsets. We have one man now that's in his 30s. That went through one of those particular events, and he says, I was so filled with so much hatred in my heart towards white people.
Right.
But it was that experience with the cross-denominational racial men standing there and loving me, and just that existence said everything I believed was wrong, that I am loved, I am appreciated, I am affirmed.
Yeah.
And that only happens when you take these intentional steps.
Right.
There's people that have been fed these narratives by the secular world all day long, trying to divide them. They need the church to be the true narrative from heaven.
And the force that pulls them together.
Yes, and so it gets fixed inside of them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.